Hi, this is Sander Wolf, culture agent columnist for LV Post, and I'm here with
Paul van der Roest, owner and producer of Act Out Mystery Theater.
Great. Now, how long has the organization been together and doing these shows?
Actually, this is our first venture. We organized it in the spring of 2009, and then we went in search of a venue. We also wrote the play, All Aboard for Murder, at that time, and we've had a couple what they call table readings and invited friends, family, guests, and actors. We actually posted a request on LA Casting and had some professional actors come in and do a couple table reads so we could hear it out loud and see how well the play actually played in a group of people that had never heard it. And then we found the Reef restaurant where we're going to be performing, and now we're ready to open in 1 week from today, which is a little interesting.
So the cast, how did you gather them together?
Well, there's a four-member cast, and four professional actors are going to be playing 10 roles, and I'm one of the actors. I wrote the play, so I wrote parts with me in mind. One of the other actors we cast was someone that I'd been working with for the last 25 years off and on in productions. We were actually in a repertory theater company in Ann Arbor, Michigan. That's where I met my friend Bruce Hart. The other two actors, we held auditions and did the normal casting through LA Casting and a couple other casting websites, called them in, had auditions, and cast them. And it's Stephen Beetler and Lara Star Rejores. And Lara is direct from New York. She has been here when we cast her a month ago. She had been in L.A. for 2.5 weeks, so she's very excited because this is her first experience in Southern California, so she's very happy. Her and her husband had just moved out from the Times Square areas, and they're living in Hollywood right now, so she's really excited. In addition to the four actors, the actual show has 16 additional audience participation parts, so it's very interactive murder mystery dinner comedy, and the emphasis is definitely on comedy. This is not anything to be taken seriously in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm guessing this is probably not the first thing that you've written.
No, actually, I've been performing since Jimmy Carter was president, and actually writing, directing, and producing, and still acting since Reagan came into office. So I have a degree in theater from Eastern Michigan University, and I've spent 6 years with a repertory theater company in Michigan called the Good Time Players, and we specialized in children's theater. Then I was also a season with another company called Famous Players out of New York, and we toured the southeastern part of the United States. And then I've been involved with Vanderhart Productions, and they do local comedies up in the Hollywood area since 1998. And, of course, community theater and anyone that would actually hire me and let me work. So
that's great.
Yeah.
So now let's talk about the play itself a little bit. Can you sort of set the scene? What's the time frame?
Sure. Well, it's a current time frame. The setting is today, basically. It is about a billionaire named Woody Woodstone, who is inviting all his guests aboard his new mega yacht, the Queen Fairy, for a maiden voyage, and they are having a opening night party in the Poseidon Ballroom. And what happens is that they're supposed to take a 3-hour tour to Catalina, anchor at Avalon for the night, and then they're going to sail on to San Francisco the next day and have a 2-week maiden voyage cruise. Unfortunately for Woody, he gets murdered at the end of the first act. And then the rest of the show is all about who did the dastardly deed. So poor Woody.
Poor Woody.
Poor Woody gets it. But Woody is a fun character, but he's not really the nicest guy because he fires people. And
You're a billionaire.
Yeah, when you're a billionaire, you can
do
those things.
You have to make some hard decisions.
Exactly, exactly. And he does. And his death is very comical, and it's very broad humor, and we have a lot of fun with it. And then the person that plays Woody gets to come back as one of the detectives and tries to solve the murder for Woody. And then, of course, the audience parts are all intricate to the plot of the show. So they are either the suspects, one of them could possibly be the murderer, and we just, it's divided into four acts, and during the third act, we sort of lead the audience to come to a few different possible conclusions and explore all the actual motives, and then over dessert they try to guess who did the dastardly deed, and then if they guess right during the fourth act, they are put in a drawing for a prize to be the star detective of the evening and win a small prize, which they won't be able to retire on or anything, but maybe they'll go to Starbucks or a restaurant and have get something free.
Right. Nice. So. Now, what is the draw for you as a writer and as an actor in doing dinner theater? There's got to be something special about it that's different than doing other kinds
of
work.
Well, the thing that we're really having a lot of fun with is that when I wrote the play, we had to write it in such a way that we could have that improvisational and that comedic ability to sort of turn on a dime and see whatever happens. We're giving the audience actually one-page character descriptions and their actual lines and their cue lines and telling them what act they actually stand up in and start to speak. But of course, when you're working with anyone, you never know what's going to happen in live theater, so you have to be kind of quick on your feet. And we have a wonderful assistant director who is doing all these parts, and sometimes our stage manager is doing them and our house manager. And what is fun for us as actors is that they play it differently on occasion because they're all, I think, frustrated actors at heart. And also sometimes they're just so involved in what's going on that they forget that they're supposed to be reading one of the character parts. So we have to vamp or ad-lib until they actually find their place in the script to jump in. So that is part of the appeal, is that the ability to have that improvisational feel to it and play off the audience, as well as you get to actually be in and among the audience. It's not presentational. You're not standing on a stage and the audience is 25 or 40 feet away from you. They're right there. You can walk right up to them. You could sit in their lap. I wouldn't sit in anyone's lap, but maybe.
Metaphorically speaking.
Metaphorically, you could literally, and we can interact directly to them, and they can touch us, and, you know, they can watch Woody die right at their feet, and the whole nine yards. So that is what we started off on the process. I did a murder mystery comedy a few years ago called The Musical Comedy Murders of 1940, and that was a regular stage show, but it was a spoof on the old Agatha Christie, you know, dark house, murder happening, and a blizzard happens at the same time, the lights go out, there's secret passages, and it was all very, very, very over the top and very funny. And I had so much fun doing that, and I've always been drawn to comedy anyway, and I always kept coming back to, oh, I'd love to do that show again, or I'd like to find another show that I could do that type of humor and that type of mystery/comedy. So when we started thinking about doing the mystery dinner theater, it sort of put all those elements together, and then everything just started falling into place. We found the perfect venue, which is the Reef. They're providing the dinner portion, so the actors don't have to serve. We actually have, they're taking care of all the food for us. All the actors and the cast and crew have to worry about is making sure that production is as good as it can possibly be, and that the audience is having fun.
That's great. So now, let's talk about the Reef a little bit. How did you arrive at doing it here?
Well, ACT OUT Mystery Theater belongs to a group called the Long Beach Community Business Network, and it's a group of small business owners that, work together, and we found out about them, and so we joined as a member, and we went to our first mixer, and the actual, I don't know if he's considered the president or the executive director, a guy by the name of Paul Duncan was asking us, so where have you started looking for venues? And I said, oh, we've been here and there and there, and we're just starting to look at the process. And he goes, well, what about the Reef? They're one of our members. And I said, oh, well, they're just a restaurant. They don't have any banquet facilities, do they? And he's like, they have six rooms. What are you talking about? And I'm like, oh. And then he got on the phone and called Andrew and Jamie at the Reef, and I spoke to Jamie, and she said, why don't you guys come in and look at the spaces? And I came in to look at the spaces, and she had already mapped out every single thing on her calendar of all the rooms and what was available on what night. And she showed us the six rooms, and we got to pick the rooms we wanted based on the availability. And the rest is history. They've been wonderful to us.
Oh, that's great.
It's been a great partnership, and we hope to be able to continue it on. We'd like to do this show, close for December, and come back with a new show in January. And probably try to do four shows a year, so run about 8 to 9 weeks, and then a month off, and then mount a new show. Mm-hmm. And then the actors, we have some actors that we auditioned for this part and this show, and we loved them, and we couldn't use them because there was only four professional parts available. Mm-hmm. But one of the swing actresses who's understudying the Lara's part, she's already on board for our next show, which is going to be another comedy called Terminate Her. And it's about a Hollywood gossip columnist that gets murdered at her roast that is supposed to be televised. And so the audience will be members of the roast and the dinner that's going on there. So,
how fun.
Yeah. And then the spring show is a comedy called Dynasty, and it's a spoof on nighttime and daytime soap operas, and there's a murderer running loose, and it's just, you know, you get the idea, I think. Really, as you can tell, I like bad puns, so.
That's really funny. So now let's talk about the dinner component for a minute. There's a sort of like a prefix kind of thing going on where you have a fixed menu that you can choose
right.
a couple things from.
Yeah, there's four dinner menu selections. You have a baked salmon, a prime rib, something called chicken Jerusalem, which is artichoke and mushrooms in a white wine sauce, and then the portobello ravioli, portobello mushroom ravioli, and that's the vegetarian, and that's in a marinara sauce. And then you have to choose whether you want New York cheesecake or chocolate cake for dessert. And then you get a choice, and of course everyone gets the salad portion, and that includes bread and butter and coffee and tea. And then they are going to set up a cash bar for us outside in that little foyer out in the outer area there, and they'll do drink specials and appetizer specials for us. So
nice.
There will be a chance for people to actually socialize and gather out there before they actually come in. And registration begins at 6:45. The host manager will seat you at the particular table. Mm-hmm. And then at 7, about 5 to 7, the actors come out in their first act characters and hand out the audience participation parts. And then at 7 o'clock, we start with Act 1. And by about 7:20, you're going to be serving dessert. So, and then we just do it. So it's an act, a course, an act, a course, an act, a course, and then the resolution. Mm-hmm. So the whole evening, about 2.5 hours, mm-hmm. and you get a good meal, and you get entertained in the course of the night.
And then how much are the tickets? The
tickets are $50 per person plus sales tax, so that comes out to $54.88, mm-hmm. since we have our little 1% increase recently. And there are potential discounts if you get a group of 8 or more. There's 10% off of that, so it'd be only $45 plus sales tax. So we looked at what the other dinner theaters were, what the cost was for those other dinner theaters, and we tried to make ourselves a little more affordable. Mm-hmm. So one of our competitions starts at $69.95 plus sales tax and gratuity, and then the other one starts at $74.95. The two that we looked into that are actually murder mystery mm-hmm. comedies. There's another dinner theater that's, I believe, at the Queen Mary right now, but it's like a 50s review, I think. So I'm not sure how much they actually cost, but we wanted to be a little more affordable. And
right. Well, and the Reef's been around for a long time.
Yes. You know,
they have a very long well-regarded history, I think, in the city for people who know about it. You know.
Right. It's amazing to me how many people know about the Reef, but they don't know how to get to the Reef, which it's surprising. It's like, well, you know how to get to the Queen Mary? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, just before you get the last exit, before you have to get into the Queen Mary's parking lot, get off there and...
Make a left.
Yeah, and a left again.
The signs are actually really clear, too.
Yeah, if you're paying attention.
Yeah, so there's signs all along the way, and it's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
What was really funny is our first rehearsal that we actually had at the Reef, because the Reef has given us the actual rooms to rehearse in, so it's wonderful because you get to figure out the little bits and pieces of shtick and, you know, where are we going to enter and where are we going to exit, and you don't have to do it in a rehearsal space that's not the same space. And the very first time that we all got together to rehearse, all three of the other actors went to the Queen Mary and had to work their way back out. And they're like, I don't know how to do this. So I had to write down little directions. And
well, the worst case scenario is that if you actually go into the Queen Mary parking lot.
Right, you can go right around.
Right, and they won't charge you if you just turn
right
around.
And we discovered that too, is that they don't do that. In fact, I think you get a 30-minute free parking there. But yeah, they just tell you, and then you just, and literally when you come out of the parking lot, the Reef is directly across the street.
I mean, right, on the right hand side.
On the right hand side, you have to see it. I mean,
yep.
There's no way you can miss it. You know, you practically run into it. So,
So this is going to start when? It's going to start the weekend of the 3rd or the 2nd?
The 2nd. Uh-huh. It starts on Friday, October 2nd, and we run Fridays and Saturdays in October and November. We close Thanksgiving weekend on the 28th. We are taking Halloween off. We're not going to try to compete with everything because Halloween falls on a Saturday this year, so we decided that we weren't going to go down that road with people, you know, wanting to be home for trick-or-treaters and parties, et cetera, et cetera. So we're taking that weekend off, and there's two other Saturdays in October that were dark because the availability of the restaurant was, there was no space here. So, but we're here Fridays and Saturdays for 2 months, and...
And where do people get their tickets?
They can go online at www.actoutmystery.com, or they can call 562-961-9862 and place their order over the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Is that to the Reef? Or
That's actually to Act Out Mystery Theater.
Okay,
and if they call the Reef, they will be directed to our webpage or our office phone number.
Great. And is there a maximum number of people in any given show?
We're doing tables of eight, and we're doing 7 tables of 8. So that would be 56. We can squeeze in another table of 8 in the Howard Hughes room, and the Queen Mary room, we can probably maybe get in to 9 because it's a slightly different configuration. It's more of a square.
Right.
After that, it would be very hard to have the actors move and the audience move around.
Right.
I did have a suggestion from my stage manager, since the actual tables are capable of seating 10s, that we should do 10 tops if need be. And I'm like, well, let's see if we can sell 56 first, you know?
Right.
Let's not cram 10 people in at a table and if we're not, you know, if we're not selling out.
Sure.
And then, of course, we're also available for private functions and fundraisers. We've approached a local church, about doing a fundraiser for them. So I'm waiting to hear back from the Reverend on that. And one of the members at the Long Beach Community Business Network approached me already about doing it as a Christmas party for the company she works for, which is a real estate company. So
well, that'd be fun.
It should be fun. Mm-hmm. So we're available for those too.
Great.
Except on Fridays and Saturdays when we're here. But we're willing to travel and work with anybody, and we just want to have fun and play. That's my main focus, is when I talked to everybody about participating and found these people. I said the number one thing that we want to do is have fun, because if we're having fun, the audience is going to have fun.
Right.
And I was very lucky to find our director, who's also going to be our stage manager, is a woman named Carol Ann Perini, and she's recently, I'd probably say in the last three years, she's moved to Long Beach from the Phoenix, Arizona area, and she comes with an MFA and a whole bunch of directing, producing, writing, and acting experience, and she's got such a wonderful, calming persona, and she really knows how to find the comedy in every moment. So it keeps as an actor, it keeps us all on our feet, because she won't let us get away with anything. She's like, oh, no, you can't do that, because that's what your character in Act 2 does, and you're in Act 1, and you're a different character. And you're like, darn it, I can't do that one. You know, I can't do my shtick. I have to think of something else. So it's been a lot of fun, though.
Good. Well, I'm sure that people will come and enjoy it, and I look forward to seeing it myself. So.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
This is Sandra Roscoe Wolf, culture agent columnist for lbpost.com, and I'm here with...
I am Andrew Bricker, catering sales manager at The Reef on the Water.
Great. Thanks for sitting down with me for a minute. I just wanted to find out how all this came together on your end of the deal.
Well, we were brought together through a group that we belong to, the Long Beach Community Business Network, and we just felt like it was a good fit because... as Paul and Dan were looking for a venue, we were looking for something to kind of, you know, entertain or, you know, draw entertainment to the venue throughout the week. And we're very excited because not only do we have something that's really fun, different, and entertaining, but also it's reaching out to the GLBT community, and we definitely want the GLBT community to be aware that we are a GLBT-friendly business.
Great. And you guys are pretty busy most of the time, don't you think?
Yes, I do. I do think that.
So, I mean, really, this is, I mean, I guess what I'm saying is that you didn't really need to, like, use this as a draw to bring more and more people in, because you guys are pretty successful as it is, right?
I mean, correct.
So this was really just an opportunity for you to kind of not necessarily increase your business, but maybe broaden it a little bit to
correct.
Bring a different kind of attention to what you guys are doing here?
Sure, definitely. And as I'd mentioned, reach out to the GLBT community to bring awareness that we really are a GLBT-friendly venue.
Great.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're looking forward to the next year doing this on a regular basis? And
That's what we hope.
Yeah, we both hope.
That is, yeah. That is. That would be terrific. And I just feel I've seen a little bit of the rehearsal and really enjoyed it, and I know that the community will, too. It is really fun.
Great.
And different.
Now, do you guys have your own specific like marketing program for this, aside from the postcards and whatnot? Are you guys doing any other outreach?
Well, definitely word of mouth, our Facebook. We've been in various other mediums, you know, whatever way we can through the networking groups. Like, we do have the LBCBN, the Long Beach Business Community Network, mm-hmm. So definitely that as well. But basically word of mouth, our Facebook and other social network opportunities.
Great. Yeah. Well, thanks. That's really just what I wanted
Perfect.
To know. Great. I appreciate
Perfect.
Your time.
Thank you very much.
Take care.